It's time now for Larry Weber joining us by phone. Good morning, Larry.
Good morning. Good morning. How you doing?
Wonderfully.
Yeah, welcome to July.
Yes.
The two things weather-wise that I always look for in July is, number one, heat, and number two, thunderstorms. And Mother Nature gave us quite an introduction with the first day of July, giving us both of them.
Mm-hmm.
Duluth Weather Service reported 91 degrees late yesterday afternoon, and that's the high, obviously the high for the year. And the first time in almost 5 years where the official temperature was above 90 degrees. Now, our normally a high reaches into the 80s, sometimes even the upper 80s, but to get over that 90-degree mark doesn't happen that often. So we'll see if it's going to be just a one-time thing. It was interesting also that then the thunderstorms came across. They were pretty impressive,
mm-hmm.
and lots of them, lots of noise, lots of rumbling, lots of lightning. The amount of rain, though, we only got 3/4 of an inch of rain here. The Weather Service in Duluth reported 1 1/4 inches, and I'm sure there's many places around that got considerably more, but quite an impressive show, which often follows the hot days.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I thought it was interesting, however, the day before, the way June ended. June ended for us with a fairly pleasant day, but so much of the state had such high temperatures, so thanks to Lake Superior, we didn't have to experience that, but much of the state was under heat advisory and so forth. So we'll see if that continues now as we get into July. July is not is normally a very wet month. We do get considerable rains, and thanks to the thunderstorms, sometimes a real downpour. Already having more than an inch on the first day, we'll see if that trend continues. Anyway, other things going on in the world of nature. The bird songs still are happening. It starts to wind down. Anytime we get into July, we switch from the month of eggs and nestlings to the fledglings. And the birds start growing up. The need for territories in the world of birds is not as important. And so as we get through July, less and less bird song is going on. However, out on my walk this morning, I still heard plenty of birds that were singing. Warblers, sparrows, vireos, all singing a great deal. I've been watching a few interesting nests. I've been watching a vireo nest in my backyard, red-eyed vireo. I've been watching a kingfisher nest and a gravel pit nearby, and I've been watching a sandhill crane nest. And all these are really interesting things to keep an eye on now as we continue to progress through summer. Other things of note, during a walk recently, I saw a deer, and I stopped to take a closer look at the deer, and there were the little antlers starting growing back up, so that shows the season moving on. This morning, we had a fascinating experience of seeing a bobcat cross the road. You know, a critter that often lives amongst us, but most of us never see.
Mm-hmm.
Plenty of snapping turtles and painted turtles coming up along the road laying eggs this week. I did not see a single one of those nests being predated. Raccoons and skunks are well known to do that. And I did not see any of those being predated, being eaten by any of the predators. Now, I often think that along the side of the road is kind of a bad place for the turtle to lay its eggs. However, maybe it keeps back the predators,
mm-hmm.
because the predators have learned that cars can be dangerous. So, we'll see. Mink frogs and green frogs continue their calling. They are the summer frogs, and they're usually in larger bodies of water. And when they have their eggs and the tadpoles cannot develop fast enough to get out of the pond by the time the winter or the fall chilly temperatures move in. So they decide to stay, and they spend all winter there and come out the next spring. July is also the time of butterflies. I saw quite a few different ones in the last week than I had seen earlier. White Admiral, Ringlet, American Lady all showed up yesterday right in the yard. We had a Viceroy. Viceroy is the one that looks a lot like a monarch. Still plenty of monarchs, of course, and tiger swallowtails, crescents, fritillaries. They're all out there now, and as we go through July, that number will just continue to grow, and the and their populations will be growing. They're well-loved insect, but I think there's an insect even more well-loved that I saw a large number of in this past week, and that was fireflies. Yeah, this is the time. You know, we're going to have a really good example tonight. Yeah, get out there this evening, you know, sometime like after 10 o'clock. get out and take a look. Fireflies, boy, I tell you, I've never met anybody that doesn't like fireflies. They are just so neat. And I was glad to see a large number of them, because many places, the populations of fireflies are going down. Cicadas have started to call, and that's always a sign we're getting into a hotter summer. Crickets have been calling for some time. Lots and lots of diverse numbers and kinds and populations of dragonflies, just a fabulous number. And of course they feed onto things like mosquitoes, and of course anytime we talk about insects when we get to July, we have to mention the deer fly and the horse fly. They're making their appearance known right now too, as are many kinds of spiders that are out there to feed on them. A huge variety, amazing that they are. The web makers are there, but so many that don't make webs are out there as well. Wildflowers, a good place to look right now is in the wet areas. We had mentioned before the yellow pond lilies, where they were joined this past week by the white water lilies, the ones that are bigger, have the floating leaves on the water. Still plenty of iris in bloom, still plenty of field flowers in bloom. But I saw twin flower, lots of twin flower in the woods as well. Twin flower has two little flowers, that's why it's called that. The other name for it is the Linnea flower. And supposedly Linnaeus, who the Swedish guy who named so many different plants back in the 1700s, supposedly that was his favorite of all of them. And so it became known. He named it after himself. He had a little bit of an eagle, and he named it after himself, and it has become known as the Linnea flower in a lot of places. Another thing to be on the lookout for is after this rain, we are going to have more mushrooms. And they are starting to show up already, but they slowed down a bit this past week, and now I expect they'll be starting up again. I saw lots of oyster, the white ones growing from the side of the tree. I saw a lot of those in the past week, and I expect we'll soon see plenty more. So anytime we get in July, we also get into some berries and wild strawberries. I have been finding a few of those, so they are ripe. And then I got to pass this on. This is a fascinating experience. It's something I saw this past week that most people never see, most people never even heard of. There is a activity in birds known as anting, where they will take ants and put it on their body. And exactly why they do that has been questioned, but one of the reasons may be is that the ants, when they get on their body, will move around their body and attack the feather mites that birds are almost always infested with. Well, to do this, sometimes they drop down to the anthill, and they actually flit around and roll around in the anthill. And I saw that happening this past week with two rose-breast grosbeaks. So fascinating, fascinating thing to see. Yeah, so something I had heard about, but you just don't see very often.
Well, congratulations.
another side of nature. Yeah, have a good weekend, and thank you for calling.
Thank you, Larry.
Sure, bye.
Bye-bye. Larry Weber joins us every Saturday, 9:30, holiday or no, and gives us the latest on what's happening out there, North Shore Weekend with Larry Weber.